dip 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 dip. All right, well, here's the thing. Just coming off from Labor Day holiday, we enjoyed steak and lamb. We had burgers and bacon, lots of bacon over the weekend. I don't eat bacon a lot, but, you know, holiday weekend seems to be the right thing to do, right? And we enjoyed it, had the grill out. That's what you grilled out on Labor Day. It's from Memorial Day to Labor Day, you grill out. It's what you do. We got this great new grill we just love. Well, Bernie Sanders, the senator running for president, the independent from Vermont that calls himself a Democrat for the convenience of being in the Democrat primaries, even though he's truly a socialist, a communist, said on Friday he is open to imposing a federal tax on meat. That's right, a meat tax. Thank you, Bernie. And other animal products to preserve the planet's natural resources and fight climate change. As you probably know, animal agriculture is to blame for the majority of climate change and the leading cause of deforestation, says Sanders. Water and air pollution and biodiversity loss. A constituent asked Sanders at a campaign event in South Carolina, with that being known, what do you plan on doing to ensure that Americans limit their consumption of animal products? Germany has imposed a meat tax in hopes of limiting this consumption. She continued, what are your plans to stop these large corporations from damaging natural resources, including the planet? I'm in for deer hunting, all right? And I'm sure they're opposed to that as well, all right? But a meat tax, a sin tax on bacon, well, no thank you. All right, tell America you're going to put a tax on meat. See how far that gets you, Bernie, but that's what he did. These geniuses, yeah, cow flatulation is the big problem. Habitat loss and habitat destruction is the number one threat to this planet when it comes to biodiversity, plants, animals, flora and fauna, all of it. And that's the bottom line. Habitat destruction leads to more loss of animals and plant life and biodiversity than anything else. So if you want to focus on that. But a meat tax, we're not exactly bulldozing forests to put in, you know, pig lots and feed lots. And grazing cattle, they're not destroying biodiversity. It's insane is what I'm telling you. But, hey, go with that. Now, you probably heard about the mass shooting in Texas. Another one occurred over the weekend. 7 people dead. Several more injured in this shooting. No particular cause except that the suspect was spiraling out of control, people said, mentally. He was mentally deranged. People knew it. Got himself armed anyway. And I can understand when people are passionate about an issue. I appreciate when emotions run high, but Beto O'Rourke is a true mental midget when it comes to this conversation. And he feels that F-bombing lately is the key to get more people to pay attention, to be more persuasive. But Bobby, I'm sorry. Bobby O'Rourke, it doesn't do either in your case. And yes, the Democrats are coming for your guns. Make no mistake, I've got 2 examples here. We're going to start with Beto O'Rourke, whatever his name is, Bobby. Little Bobby O'Rourke here talking about gun control because they're coming for your guns, and there won't be any options. It's bite number 2. Go.
What is profane is a 17-month-old baby being shot in the face. What is profane is losing the life of a high school student in that shooting yesterday who will not be returning to school tomorrow. What is profane is 40,000 gun violence deaths in this country. What we've been saying, the rhetoric we've been using, the policies and practices and politics of this country has not been as urgent as not enough as needed. Doesn't meet this crisis. So let's speak clearly and bluntly and then take decisive action. Universal background checks, red flag laws, ending the sales of weapons of war, but also importantly and politically difficult to say, buy those weapons of war back. Mandate that, not voluntarily. Let's be really clear with our fellow Americans. No place for an AK-47 or an AR-15 on the streets of our communities.
I want to do a little math with you here just so you understand the threat of the AK-47, the AR-15 to you as an American citizen today. Since the year 2000, less than 800 people have been killed, according to what I can find with the FBI. Less than 800 people have been killed using AR-15 assault style weapons between the year 2000 and the end of 2018. It comes out to about one person every 9 days killed by one of these rifles on average. Doesn't make it better, doesn't make it great, but I just want you to understand the math. By comparison, more than 400 people will die today, or excuse me, die this year falling off from ladders. More than 400 people will be killed by hammers in America. Hammers cause more homicide deaths in America than do so-called assault rifles. But I guess putting hammers on a poster aren't as cool. You can't raise money that way. Putting a ladder on a poster apparently can't raise you money. And don't get me wrong, Beto O'Rourke isn't the only guy going extreme. Joe Biden's doing the same thing. His ever-evolving opinion on guns, which is whatever he's told it is that morning when he gets out of bed. Joe Biden wants to eliminate all semi-automatics, all of them. At least that's his opinion today. It's bite number three with Joe Biden. Go.
The idea that we don't have elimination of assault-type weapons, magazines that can hold multiple bullets in them, is absolutely mindless. It is no violation of the Second Amendment. It is it's just a bow to the special interest of the gun manufacturers and the NRA. It's got to stop.
Let me tell you something else about the gun manufacturers. If you took every gun manufacturer in America and pushed it into one company, pushed under one tent, it would not be a Fortune 500 company. That's how small the firearms manufacturers and ammunition manufacturers are in this country. Oh, and by the way, any magazine that holds multiple bullets, that's all semi-automatics, of course. Does Joe Biden mean that? Who knows what he means? Does he remember? Not quite sure of that either. It's 25 after on this Tuesday. Grover Norquist around the corner. Don't go anywhere.